It's not called a hunger. Since they could get the wheat to come to them through the ships, it's not called a real hunger, it's only called a drought. It's not so bad. What about Medinta or Amedinta? Then Kafna. If in the whole Medina there's no Tfuah, but you have to bring it from another nation, from another country altogether, that's called a Kafna. Tadrashi Rov, Virov Koshim Ibitsaris. It's a hunger, and a hunger is worse than just a drought. You can't bring a lot, even if you can bring from another city, another country, but how much can you bring? Like Rashi says, then you can't use the river anymore to bring it down with the ship that can bring a lot, but now you have to use donkeys, and donkeys can't take that much. So if, even though maybe you won't die, but our core point is called the hunger year. It's worse than Betzurta. So Yomer Rabbi Chanina, saw the seller. Let's say you could buy a saw that's a measurement worth of tfuah. The seller costing a dollar, costing a seller. Oh, shechi, and you have it also, like both a shechi, the tfuah is there, the money is there. That's called betzurta. It's also not so bad. That's only called a betzurta, a drought. Rashi says, saw the seller v'shechicha. Kizavni saw shechitim. When somebody tells you, like, that's like a pound of chitim, a saw's worth of chitim, the seller, it charges you a dollar. Tahainu yoker, it's pretty expensive. Umitsuya liknois, b'chol eis b'tzurta. But I call upon him, if you have the money, the tfu is around, people have the wheat, it's just a little expensive now, that's called a b'tzurta. What about our boar? V'loy shchicha, let's say even though for one seller, they'll sell you four saw's worth of wheat, in other words, the wheat is pretty cheap, not too many people have the wheat. You can't buy the tfuah. That's called the kafna. That's already called the hunger. In other words, when the maisa, you don't have it around, you don't have the tfuah around, that's worse. That's called a hunger already. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, loishonuela bizman shamois bezul, uperis biyoker. There's only when the money is pretty cheap, and the peris is expensive. Drashi. I shouldn't see it. Hey, the moyes though is cheap, just the peris is very expensive. Let's say the other way. The money is expensive. O peris bezoil, but the peris is very easy to get. Then masri and alem miyad. Then you have to start davening to Hashem right away. The Yom Rabbi Yechon had said, Nihirno, I once saw, kad hevi kaimo dalet soyim besela. Like it was pretty cheap, the peris were cheap. You could buy four saws, like 4 pounds of tfuah for one seller. And I saw a lot of people blew up from hunger. Since the money is not around. In other words, if the money is expensive, the people, that means people don't have money. Even though the wheat you could buy cheap, but still that's very bad. Because since people don't have the money, they're not going to be able to buy the wheat. So they're not going to have what to eat. That's called the kafan, that's called the hunger. And for that, you have to start fasting and be masri and yelling and davening and blowing the shofar right away. And Rashi said, "Midales iser meyain mois." Since people don't have money, what does it help you that the tfuah itself is pretty cheap? But the mice, the people don't have money. Since they don't have money, it's called a kafna. That's very bad. It's called like a hunger. Fighter. Then the Mishnah says, "Yardul tzmochim." Let's say the rain came down to satisfy the sprouts, the vegetables. It did not satisfy, though, the trees. So Gemara says like this, still you have to fast. So, I understand such rain could come down. Good for the sprouts, for the vegetables, and not for the trees. That the soft rain came down, but the hard rain didn't come down. So therefore, the elon, the trees, need a lot of rain. So you don't have enough rain for the trees. But you have the soft rain for the tzmochim, that's good. Still, the Mishnah says you have to fast. What about the other way? The Mishnah says also, Le'ilon v'loy le'tzmochim, that amol the rain came down enough for the trees, but did not come down good enough for the sprouts, for the vegetables, and still you have to fast. How was that? The asiyah reziyah, the rain came down pretty strong. V'loyasiyah nicha, did not come down pretty light. So therefore, it was good for the trees, but it was too strong for the vegetables. It wasn't good for the vegetables. Now, what about Lazel Lazer? It came down rain good enough for both of them. Both the trees and the vegetables got the rain. But you didn't have enough rain to store the water, that fill up your ditches full of water. That you didn't have enough. So, how do you have that? Mishkachas lo, the yasiyo rizia, I could have also in a case that the water came down strong, v'nicha and soft. But miyu tuva lo yasiyo, it didn't come down an extra flow. In other words, it came down soft, and then it came down hard, but that water was needed to penetrate inside the ground, and the ground, the earth, used it up, the trees used it up, and the sprouts used it up. There wasn't an overflow of water to go into the ditches to fill up the water. So that's very good. And in all these cases, the Mishnah still says it's a terrible thing, and we have to daven to Hashem and fast and be Masriyan right away. And Lahor Tanya, but that we learned, Yordu Leboiros Lesichon Lomoris. There was plenty overflow of water. That water was enough to fill up the ditches, the reservoir, to reserve the water. But there was not enough water to satisfy the trees and not to satisfy the growths, the sprouts. For the Gemara on this, how could this be? If you have extra flow of water, so for sure the trees got what it needed. And the Gemara, the Asya Bishvichusa, it could be the water came down very, very strong. Rashi Bishvichusa, Bekoyach Godol, came down very strong. Yosimidai, more than it's supposed to. Tiena Toivul Elezev Lelezev, such strong rain was not good for the sprouts, for the vegetables, it was not good for the trees. So it didn't help either one of them. It was only good to have an overflow of water to preserve, to fill up your boris, that's all. So in such a case, since the trees and the sprouts don't have enough rain, it wasn't a good rain for them, there's an inyan to daven to Hashem to fast, that Hashem should give it to us. Tana Rabbanim, look at the price like this. Masriyin al hoilonois, you have to start fasting to Hashem already. Make a tainus, a masriyin, blow the shofar for the trees, because if the rain did not come down strong enough for the trees, pepreisa pesach. By the end of Pesach, that's the time to start davening to fasting if the rain, hard rain, didn't come down for the trees. Because the rain for the trees is the malkosh, the second type of rain, so harder rain, that comes down by Pesach time. Trash of praise of Pesach, Bimea Pesach, Alboros Sich Nemoris im Lo Yordul Hem Gishomim. Shafi, where is this in that time? Yeah. Faita, Al Haboros Sich Nemoris, if you don't have your ditches full of water, for that you can even wait to start fasting and davening till Sukkot time comes. Rashi afilu b'preis achag lahashko izroyim v'yes behemtim. Shal Rashi has different verses here. It sounds like we have. Yeah. Taita v'yakulam and all of them imein lehem mayim lishtois. If you don't have water to drink, then masriyan alei miyad. No matter what happens, we're only talking about the rainwater didn't come down to satisfy the ground. It didn't fertilize the ground. But we're always talking about that we do have water to drink. If it ever comes a time that the Eden don't have water to drink, for that there's an need to start fasting right away. You don't wait till a special time. You have to fast and be masrin and blow the shofar. That was to Hashem right away. V'yezeu miyad, what's called fast, right away, shalhen, sheni v'chemishi v'sheni. The first time Monday comes about, like we always say, you have to start the fast days on a Monday, then a Thursday, then a Monday. Because all these fast days are always a set of 3 days, some Monday, a Thursday, and a Monday. V'yakulam ein masriyin aleim ela v'yafarchia. And all these places we only fast and daven to Hashem and blow the shofar in the vicinity where you need the water. Shash v'yifrach shalhem v'yaisa malchus shekolo shem meboris sichonomoris. And you have in your place, that in your town, in your city, where there's no water. But if other places that do have water, then they don't have to be Masriyan, even though there are certain places in Klal Yisrael that does not have water, the other places don't have to fast, and don't have to be Masriyan. The Asachra. What about you have the Krupa, Asachra, Shrashi, Pomim, Shenikfal, B'toich Piv, Shaloda, Mumeis, if the sickness, the asachra, croup they call it, if it kills people, if people die because of it, then also that's a reason to make a tainis and to be masriyan, to blow the shofar right away. Masriyan aleha. Bizman shein bo misa. Let's say it's not so bad, there's no misa right now. Then ain't masriyan aleha. Then you don't have to blow the shofar, you don't have to fast right away.
umasriyin ala guvoy. But when the locust comes, then you do have to fast right away. V'chosu, even a little amount of guvoy of locust comes, for that you have to start fasting right away. That's a bad makkah, that's a gedever, you have to fast right away. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, af al achagav, even on a grasshopper. When grasshoppers come also, it's called a terrible makkah, for that also you have to start fasting and be masriya right away.
Yeah.
Rashi says al gavoi shemachalas atfuah kedida up all the tfuah kolshu afin lo nira l'ktsas, even though you only see a little bit, but you know that more is going to come, so therefore you're supposed to start fasting right away. Tana rabbanan masriyan aloy lonois b'shar shnei shemua. The rest of the year that's not on Shemitah, if there's not enough water for the trees, you have to start fasting. But mashman Shemitah not. So Rashi b'shar shnei shemua the Shemitah. Since the trees belong to Hefka, so if there won't be any fruits, like so what? It's only Hefka. Mashen kein al haboris v'alasicha v'alamoris afilu b'shvias. But you don't have your water stored away, you don't have the ditches full of water, for that you can start fasting even during shvias, because the mice, you need water to drink. Shrash afilu b'shvias kol shon tzrich in l'shtia, you have to drink even on Shemitah also. For drinking, you need it.
Yeah.
No, even if the rain did not come down enough for the trees on Shemitah, also is an Indian to fast on Shemitah. True, it's Hefker, but the Aniyim have their panosa, they eat from it. The Aniyim have a right to go and eat from the Paris of Shemitah. So therefore, to Mephanas, the Aniyim, we have to fast for them also. Tani the learn another brisa. Masriyan aloilonois b'shar shnei shavua. In Echanam, the same like the first thing. You only have to fast if there's no rain for the trees on the other 6 years, not on Shemitah. Al haboris alasicham yalamoris, if you have your ditches that are not filled up with water, you don't have drinking water. Filo b'shvias, even on shvias, you need the drinking water, you need the boris to be filled up, you have to fast on shvias. You have a shimagal mieloimer again. No, even on the trees also masriyan. Also, you have to fast on Shemitah. Al asvichem b'shvias. Masriyan al asvichem b'shvias. Svichem means even the vegetables that grow by itself. You didn't plant it, but by itself the seeds get blown off the trees and things that start to grow up by itself. That's also mutatid on shvias. And if the rain didn't come down to satisfy the svichem, you have to fast also on Shemitah. B'vnei sheyesh ben panosel aniyim. Because the Aniyim live on that. Shemitah, the kark, is Hefka. It's Hefka that the Aniyim have right to come and eat from it. So in order to give the Aniyim enough to eat, so they need to fast for the Aniyim also.
Yeah.
Tanya, Omer Reb Loza ben Partia, that Miyoyim Shechorv Beis Hamikdash, the time after the Churban Abayis, is Nasu Gishomim Tzimukim Lirlam. The rain, season changed. It came now different times it starts to rain. You don't have the old seasons anymore. It was Nishtanu the way it starts to rain.
What's Rashi say?
Now it rains very hard. That means Yeshana some years Shegishmeha Merubin. You have a lot of rain. The Yeshana some year Shegeshmer Muatin. It's only a little bit of rain. Yeshana the some year Shegeshmer Yordim Biznanin, that the rain comes down at the right time. The Yeshana there are certain years Shegeshmer Yordim Biznanin. The rain does not come down at the right time. In other words, now the seasons changed around. Shana Shegeshmer Yordim Biznanin, what the year that the rain comes down at the right time. Lo Mudaim, what is it like? Li Eved Shenosan Le Rabbi Panasosai. Like the Eved, the slave, that his master gave him his panasosoi, b'yechod b'shavis, on the first day of the week. Nimtzes, it comes out, iso nefres ketikuna, that he makes the bread the right way. For the achelas ketikuna, and everything is eaten the right way, that's the best thing. If everything comes down at the right time, that's good. Shrashi panasosoi, shokola, shabbos kula, nefres ketuna, sheeshkla, p'nai lafoisa. He has time to bake it, and everything is done very well. It's a good year. Yeah. Now, Shana, Shengishmel Yordim Bizmanin, on the year that the rain does not come down at the right time, comes down too late, it doesn't come down at the right time. Heshona Shengishmel Yordim Bizmanin, is Loma Hudoima, what is it like? Li Eved Shenosan Larava Panasosa Bierro Shabbos. When the master first paid the servant on Erev Shabbos, he paid him late at the end of the week. Nim says, Esau Nefesh Lekatekuna, he has to do a very fast job now. He first buys the flour, like he first makes the flour, the dough, all the way at the end of the week. But Nechelesh Lekatekuna, then when you eat it, it's not eaten the right way, like he didn't have it in time enough. So same thing also, if the rain comes down late, Shleit Zman, it's also no good. Shono Shegeshmea Merubin, you have the year that it's Geshem, it's rain is a lot. Lo Muldoim, what is it like? When the master paid off the slave in one time, Nimtza comes out, Rechayim Techenes, the Rechayim, the millstone, when it grinds up, Minakur, from a kur, that's a big, large amount of wheat,
which is 30 sur, is Techenes, Masha Techenes Minakav, the same amount that's wasted when you only grind up a kav. Since now you do it all at one time, you have a lot of wheat to be ground up at one time, it's also only wasted. So you gain on the deal. In other words, how much wheat was wasted when you grind up a kav, now if you grind up a whole kur, 30 sur, at one shot, it's only wasted that small amount. For an incest, comes out the same thing, isa, the dough. Or yecheles min akur, that you could eat from a kur, from 30 sur. Kemo yecheles min akav, the same amount of dough that's wasted. When you make a kav, a small amount of dough, now that you make a large amount, but since you do it all at one shot, you don't waste that much, only a little bit is wasted.
What about?
Alright, turn over. In the Mishnah, then it says weiter, that Shona Shegeshimel Muwatim, if you have a year that has a small amount of rain, Lo Mehudoyim, what is it like? Liyevet Shenosim Leraba Panasosim Meat Mat. That the master pays them off very little at a time. Nimtza comes out rechayim, masha techenes minakur, what's eaten up from the kur, techenes minakav, is the same amount that's eaten up from a kav. In other words, you're losing out a lot, since you have to grind up always a little bit at a time, a lot is lost. Nimtza comes out isa, kemosha necheles minakur, the same amount that's lost by a kur, oicheles minakav, is the same thing that's lost now from a kav, you're losing out much more. Dovrach, another pshat is, Bizman Shegeshmea Merubim, at time when there's a lot of rain, Lo Modoima, what is it like, Liodim Shemakabla Zatit, a person that's making together like cement. Him Yeshla Mayim Rabim, if he has a lot of water, Mayim Einim Kolom, the water doesn't end, V'yatit Megubal Yofa, and he can make the cement very good. Him Yeshla Mayim Watim, if he has a small amount of water, Mayim Kolom, V'yatit Einim Mezgabal Yofa. There's not enough water, and the cement does not yet done well. Turn around, Bonin, the price is like this. Pamachas, it once happened that all the Kol Yisrael, the regular Yishlayim, the whole Kol Yisrael went up to the regular Zayin. Lohoy lehem mayim lishta, didn't have enough water to drink. His holach nakdimim ben gurion eitzel odin echod, nakdimim ben gurion, the tzaddik went to one master, and omelo he said to him, halvein yishtei mesri mayonis, and lend me the amount of water of 12 wells of water. Lehoy regolim, I'll use this water for people come to the regular. Vaniet lecho shtei mesri yonis mayim, and I'll give you back later on 12 amounts of,
12 wells full of water. The Yemeni Nois Melchor, if I don't give you back the water, already Nois Melchor, Shnei Masari Kika Kesev, I'll give you back 12 loaves of silver. The Kovel Azman, they made up a time by what time I have to give you back the water. Now, Kiv and Shagi Azman, it came that day, Lo Yodu Gishom, it still didn't rain yet, there was no water yet. His Beshachras, that morning, Sholoch Lo Shogoli, the Oda, the Master, sent to Nagdimon, Ben Gurion, he sent him shogali oimai my mois, like either send me the water or send me the money. Today's up already. Shleishli biotcha, that you owe me. In shalach lois, Nagdimon answered back and said, Adayin eshli zman, don't bother me. I still have a full day yet. Time's not up yet. Is kol ayam kula shali, the whole day yet is my time. Shalihu. Bitsarayim, it came the afternoon and still no water came down, didn't rain. And Shalachle again, the master sent to Nagdimim. Shogali sent me, Oymai, my moyas, either my water or my money. Sheeshli biotcha that I have by you. Shalachle, so Nagdimim sent back to him again, Adayin yeshli shoyas b'yoyim. There's still time yet. The day's not up yet. Bemincha came, mincha time. Shalachle, he sent him again, Shogali, Oymai, my moyas. The Yodin, this Russia, said, send me back either my water or my money. Time's up already. Sheeshli biotcha.
Shalach loy, he sent back to him again, Nakdimim, Adayim Yeshkashoris Biyarim, there's still time. Liglog all of Isa Yodin, so the master started to laugh at him. Omri said, Kol Ashana Kulu Yodu Gashamim. So, oh yeah, yet there was a drought, the water didn't come down yet. Have the